Rebuild, reboot, rise. Welcome to the podcast, y'all. If it's your first time, welcome, welcome. I just want to thank everyone who joins in each time to, you know, listen to these podcasts and to just, you know, chop it up with me. And, you know, we just talk about different things, we share our thoughts, and I just want to send a lot of love and peace to all y'all that are listening. So in today's episode, I want to talk about the why. Literally, that was the message for this episode today. I don't stress and digress over episodes because, again, I like things raw and authentic and just genuine and free-flowing, you know. And this is what hit me today was, what is the why? What is your why? What is your why? I just want you to think about that for a second. What is your why? Tap into your why. And when I say tap into your why, I mean, what is your reason? What is your purpose? What is the meaning behind what you do and who you are every day? Just think about that. Whatever comes to mind. And as I thought about that and really meditated on that today, what is my why? What is my meaning? What is my purpose behind what I do? Who I am? As we think about these things, it honestly hit me that we don't think about it enough. We don't think about it enough. We don't think about the why and the reason and the purpose behind what we do every single day. And it hit me today because of some things that I've been going through with just being, you know, I got hacked. My social media got hacked. I thought my identity was getting compromised because whoever this was had my phone number. And so I had to just do the whole nine yards and just protect myself on every angle. You know, passwords change and accounts change just to be sure. Because honestly, that realm of social media and hackers and scammers, it really goes deep. The rabbit hole goes deep on that one. And because this happened so suddenly, I realized that I just had to take precaution now. So all in all, it was a good thing because it just made me be even more cautious and have even extra security on all my personal information. But even this ties into the why, because when this happened, I was like, why? Like, I just kept feeling like, why? Why me? Why me? And it's funny that this episode is titled The Why, you know, tap into the why. It's real. Like, when all this happened, I had to tap into the why. I had to realize, okay, what is my reason, my purpose, and the meaning behind what I'm doing on this page? Because how this affected me was really deep. It was deep. It was really deep for me. And I had to realize that once I really meditated on those things and really, really sat with, you know, those questions to myself and thought about it, it made me really realize that the why, the purpose, the meaning, the reason behind what I do doesn't lie or exist in something or someone. That why exists in me, because my source comes from something that's way more powerful than me. Someone that's way more powerful than me. And that is the Most High. And that was honestly the true message of why. For me, you know, and it will be different for everybody. Everybody will have a different why. But just make sure that your why, your reason, your meaning, your purpose behind who you are and what you do every day comes from a source. It comes from a value. It comes from a place of purpose and abundance, peace, joy, everlasting. And I realized, like, that is my why. So I could literally tap into that why and continue creating, continue being who I'm called to be, continue to exist in who I am, my reason, my purpose, my being. And once you focus on that, it is that much easier to get through life when things happen to you that you don't expect. And this is why I love this podcast, because I just talk about things that I grow through and I heal through, and these little stories and these little, you know, revelations and all these little things, because it helps me, it literally helps me grow. Like, I learn from myself. I've adapted to a stage of healing where I can actually reflect and look at myself and actually analyze and be real, because I want to heal. Even if I know, like, okay, like, this was wrong. You know, you did something wrong. I think that's so healthy. So I really encourage all y'all that, you know, that you take the time to really analyze yourself and look at yourself at times and do self-reflection, because that is also a part of growth and healing. That is also a part of rebuilding, because you only know yourself the best. No one else knows you the best but you. And that is the truth for every single human being. So when life comes to, you know, shake us and different things happen out of our control, which is given, right? It's really inevitable. Literally, pain is inevitable. Suffering is optional. That is a quote that I love, because it just... it's self-explanatory. Pain is inevitable. We can't run from pain. We can't hide from pain. We can't avoid pain, because pain is something that happens to all of us. From a baby, we experience pain, right? We may fall or, you know, hurt ourselves. We go through teething, all these different things. So pain is inevitable. Pain is something that just happens. But suffering is optional. We could choose to either grow from that pain, fall, hurt ourselves, get up and keep walking. Suffering is optional. We could choose to mellow in pain or just grow from it, heal, inspire others, move on, be blessed, and bless others. So literally, this is the why. This is this episode. It's just like, I had to just share what was on my chest with just hearing the why, because it started with why me, and it turned into the why, like your purpose, your meaning, your reason behind what you do and who you are, who you are called to be. That is so important. Don't let anything in this world or anyone ever shake your focus off that. And I feel like if you meditate on that enough, even if you don't even know right now in this episode, and you feel like you're still not sure what your why is, meditate on it. Take a moment to meditate on it. And I'm telling you, you will figure it out. It will be revealed to you in some way, shape, or form. So I love y'all so much. This is the podcast for today, this episode titled The Why. Tap into the Why. And And I just want to say here at the end, really tap into your why and your will. Again, meditate on this, the focus of this episode. And as you tap into your why and your will, you'll understand where your source comes from and what your source is. And really, these are the keys to just really figuring out who you are and what your purpose is from day to day. And another thing I will say, whatever no longer serves you, release it. Because honestly, I notice I'm doing this daily, multiple times throughout the day. And if you don't catch yourself, you'll find yourself just focusing on the littlest things throughout the day and carrying it on throughout the whole day, even into the night. And honestly, life is way, way, way too golden to really focus on one thing and to stress over one thing. So again, I love y'all. Thank you for tuning in to Rebuild, Reroot, Rise. And I hope to catch y'all on the next episode again. Peace.